It's Monday, July 16th, and this is the first rehearsal for Bye Bye Birdie. The young cast is seated around the outside edges of a circular chapel on Sheldon Jackson campus. In the middle, music director Andrew Hames explains the show. Conrad Birdie, the title character, is basically Elvis. Skinny postage stamp Elvis, not sweaty jumpsuit Elvis.
And so when he signed up for the military, teenage girl hearts broke across the country that, oh my gosh, he's going off to fight in the war, but we have to support that.
Birdie is coming to the small town of Sweet Apple, Ohio, where he will perform one last song before he heads overseas. The cast begins by reading through the script. When they get to a song, they speak it.
Gray skies are going to clear up and put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the...
But don't let this fool you, because 3 days later, this cast is singing, dancing. They've memorized Act 1, and they're working hard on Act 2.
There are chicks just right for the kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Man, those chicks don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of...
And by that evening, they've added an orchestra. And by midway through this week, costumers are fitting cast members, the crew and community volunteers are painting the set, and the cast is doing a lot of polishing.
Putting up a Broadway musical, they take 5 weeks. We're putting up a musical in 2.
Elida Kaur is from Portsmouth, Rhode Island. She plays Rose.
This is a very different character for me because I've never been Spanish before. Spanish? Okay, May, I'll be Spanish. Just wait until I marry Alberto. Oh, we're having loads of fun. Every single one of us. It's really long days, difficult hours, but from the first moment we all walked into the room on day one, we all knew, like, this is going to be fun but professional, and we're just going to get it done, and we're going to have loads of fun doing it.
Not Danish, not British, not Swedish, not Yiddish, but
my name is Gavin Strumpler. I was born in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm Albert Peterson, Bye Bye Birdie. He's a pushover, in every sense of the word.
No, I'm not suggesting the boy doesn't want to go into the army. It's just that, no, I'm not trying to. Well, it seems to me that 2 weeks from today, at the induction center, he'll be there.
This process is one of the more excruciating artistic things I've been put through, and I say that in lightest words possible, just because it's fun.
Strumpler says the all-day rehearsal schedule is developing a work ethic in the cast, and many, like him, want to do this professionally. Strumpler attends Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan. He auditioned for the elite arts school after a conversation last year with W.T. McRae, the Fine Arts Camp's director of theater.
And he was like, Gavin, what do you want to do with your life? Like, you know, like, obviously you're enjoying your art, but, like, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, I like studying this, and I've enjoyed, you know, these small, like, social aspects of this job, but I can't find the kind of joy that I collect from art anywhere else. And he just stopped me right there and said, do it. Just do it. And I'm afraid of the business. I'm afraid of, you know, of failure and all these natural, you know, art feelings. Just do it.
I wanted to look for Rosie, Mama. I love her. I want her back.
Is that all? I thought it was something serious.
My name is Maggie Dunn. I'm from Sitka, and I play May Peterson. May Peterson is Albert Peterson's mother, and she hates Rose.
By all means, Sonny, find your Lady of Spain and bring her back here. And by the way, dear, when you get back, be sure to stop in the kitchen. Take my head out of the oven and turn off the gas.
Mama!
I originally walked in, and I think it was a common thing of... I saw certain people and I was like, I don't know if we're going to connect. I don't know. And everyone was having this moment of, oh, I don't know about this. This is going to be scary. And like the second day, all of a sudden everyone knew who everyone else was. And everyone was all like, woo! And everyone gets along. Everyone has so much fun.
My experience of working with young people is if you set a bar, they'll attain it.
That is W.T. McRae, the director of theater at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. He says that at the first read-through, There was a lot going through his mind.
Did we choose right? Are these kids going to be successful in this area? And am I, you know, challenging each kid? I want to make sure that it's not simple for anyone, that there's learning happening here.
Musical theater, he says, is a chiefly American art form. It was created here, it has evolved here, and it is thriving here. And for students in the arts, it is a confluence of all the skills they've learned.
So it's the ultimate walking and chewing gum test for a young artist, you know? Can you sing and dance and say lines and be a character all at the same time? In terms of why I think it's important for kids, working in the theater creates compassionate, collaborative, hardworking, communal individuals. I believe that the theater makes great citizens. And I think if these kids can learn these skills and take them on to any endeavor that their passion drives them to, they're going to be better off for it.
There are lots of philosophical reasons behind why these students wake up early, perform and rehearse all day, go to bed late, and repeat the process. But at this moment, they're focused on the practical ones. Opening night is not that far away. There are costumes to fit, there are dances to perfect, notes to fine-tune, and lines to remember. And beyond that, well, who knows? Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.